Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. A man who was in the back of an ambulance stabbed the medic who was trying to help him. It happened in North Philadelphia early this morning. KYW's Tim Jimenez has more from Temple Hospital, where the victim is in serious condition.
About 6:30 in the morning, officials say a medic unit went over to 18th and Ridge to get a patient. The exact reason, police didn't say, but the medics got the man into the ambulance. The plan was to take him to Temple Hospital. But as the ambulance was moving, Deputy Police Commissioner Frank Venor says something was wrong.
The driver had noticed in a rearview mirror there's a commotion in the back. He pulled over around 22nd and Diamond Streets.
And when he pulled the doors open, police say the patient ran out and the medic in the back was bleeding. He was stabbed in the chest and hand, so his partner treated him and called for help. Crews rushed the victim over to the hospital. He is expected to recover. The wounded medic, he's been with the department for about 8 years, and Fire Commissioner Jeffrey Thompson says he and the others risk their lives every day.
It's one of those things that you can't predict when or where something like that may happen. So kudos to the bravery of the men and women who do this work every day.
As for the suspect, police chased after him and got him pretty quickly and recovered a knife. At Temple Hospital, Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Police say a man with a meat cleaver attacked another passenger on a SEPTA bus early this morning. KYW's Mike DiNardo has the story.
It happened right in front of police headquarters. It was around 2:30 in the morning when a 9th District officer got to headquarters at Broad and Callow Hill for some paperwork. But someone went up to the cop and said that there was a man who had a machete on the bus that stopped right by the building. So the officer got on the bus and saw the suspect who didn't have a machete on him, but a meat cleaver. Witnesses told police the 45-year-old man had been speaking incoherently and all of a sudden he attacked another passenger with a cleaver. Police say the victim, who's also 45, had cuts on his head and hands and was bleeding heavily. There was blood on the seats and floor. Medics took him to the hospital where he's listed in stable condition. The man with the cleaver was arrested. The driver and many of the passengers stayed to talk to police and cameras were rolling on the bus. A motive for the attack isn't clear to police. They say the suspect and the victim did not know each other. Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The spread of wildfires is a big concern this time of year. KYW's John McDevitt reports local experts say the lack of rain in the region isn't helping.
Many areas in the region are in a moderate drought.
The last 45 days or so, most of the Philadelphia area and into South Jersey and Delmarva has only had about a half to three quarters of an inch of rain.
Alex Starman is a meteorologist for the National Weather Service in Mount Holly.
It has been so dry and now, it's starting to turn windier. The air is getting drier and, the soils are continuing to dry out. And we're also soon to have a lot more, dead leaves covering the ground. And all those things start working towards, dangerous fire conditions. So if there is any fire, that develops, it could certainly spread quickly, especially if it's a particularly breezy or dry day.
Sarvin says it doesn't look like there will be any significant rainfall in the next couple of weeks. Experts say most wildfires are started by people and urge the public to be careful with open flames and recommend that folks properly discard things like matches, cigarettes, and cigars. A spark from machinery could also ignite vegetation. John McDevitt, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.